Now the news. I'm Tian Lu. General Secretary Xi Jinping of the Communist Party of China Central Committee inspected Changsha, capital city of Hunan Province, on Monday. During the inspection, Xi Jinping visited a campus of Hunan First Normal University and a battery materials joint venture. He learned about the university's efforts in putting resources related to the party's heritage to great use and its adherence to fostering virtues through education. The Chinese leader also learned about local endeavor to accelerate the development of new quality productive forces and promote high standard opening up. China says it is willing to work with New Zealand to actively implement the upgraded version of their free trade agreement. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with New Zealand Trade Minister Todd McClay on Monday in Wellington. He called for starting the negotiations on a negative list for trade in services as soon as possible. Wang Yi also said the two sides should work together to safeguard free trade. McClay said New Zealand is ready to further expand economic and trade cooperation with China and facilitate personnel exchanges. Wang Yi also met with New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Foreign Minister Winston Peters. Both sides pledged further efforts to strengthen cooperation and relations. China will expand a pilot program for its reform of medical services pricing to three provincial-level regions. Regulators say Zhejiang, Sichuan and Inner Mongolia will pilot the reform following earlier progress in five cities. The pilot reform saw the decrease of prices for health examinations and medical services in the cities. The Israeli military says it has taken over the Al-Shifa hospital in Gaza City, claiming it killed at least 20 militants. Israeli troops have been continuing the military operations since overnight into Monday afternoon. The World Health Organization says it is worried about the situation in the hospital, which is endangering health workers, patients and civilians. Palestinian health authorities said Israeli troops used heavy weaponry to attack the hospital, causing multiple casualties. The Israel Defense Forces said Hamas militants were regrouping in the complex. Al-Shifa, the largest hospital in the Gaza Strip, has been previously targeted by the Israeli army. Sam Menick has more.
On Monday, Israel's military launched another raid into Al-Shifa Hospital, which is in Gaza City. They said they did so because Hamas has a base there. Gaza's Ministry of Health said that there was targeted gunfire and missiles at a building that housed a place where people did surgery. They also said that one of the gates to the hospital was lit on fire. They said that there's about 30,000 people sheltering in this hospital. Many of them have been displaced. Israel called this operation. They said it was a targeted attack on a specific part of the complex, and they said they did this because Hamas had regrouped and was using it to launch attacks. They said that they killed a top Hamas commander. He was part of the internal security team.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the Israeli authorities to ensure complete and unfettered access for humanitarian goods throughout Gaza. Guterres made the plea after the latest analysis for Gaza warns that famine in the northern part of Gaza is imminent. The analysis warned that famine may occur by the end of May if an immediate cessation of hostilities and sustained access for the provision of aid to the population did not take place. The Council of the European Union has approved the creation of the Ukraine Assistance Fund and earmarked 5 billion euros for it. The decision was reached at EU's Foreign Affairs Council in Brussels, where ministers discussed EU support for Ukraine and the situation in the Middle East. Since the start of the Russia-Ukraine conflict, the EU has given or committed over 138 billion euros in aid to Ukraine, including 28 billion euros in military support. The Russian Central Election Commission says incumbent President Vladimir Putin has won the country's presidential election with over 87% of the vote after all ballots were counted. It said the turnout stood at over 77%, a record high in the country's modern history. Under Russian regulations, a candidate who receives more than 50% of the votes will secure victory. And that's the news. I'm Tian Lu.